This is a commutation phase one hearing for Jose Olivares, agency number 291996. The board members that are present today are Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's a board chairman, Honorable Dale Rittenhouse, Honorable Louis Canones, and my name is David Mill. I'll be the hearing reading. Mr. Olivares is 33 years old, and he is serving a 10.5-year sentence for discharging a firearm at a residential structure, which began April 3rd, 2014. Mr. Olivares is asking for a 2.5-year reduction in this sentence. His current CSPD is January 16th, 2023. The CFED is October 15, 2024, and the ARCD of April 3, 2023. If granted this reduction, his CSPD would be November 24, 2020. Mr. Olivares does not actually give a reason for this request for a commutation in his application, other than to say he takes responsibility for his actions and he did not actually do the shooting. The defendant's sister ended a bad relationship with her boyfriend, and threats were made back and forth, and someone fired a shot at her apartment in mid-July of 2010. Mr. Olivares was there, and he fired one shot at the people who shot at the apartment as they left. On July 21st, I believe, or 2010, he drove several individuals to the desert area next to the apartment complex where the suspected shooter from the original shooting lived. The suspected original shooter was home at the time that all these people drove to the desert adjacent to the apartment complex. Approximately 20 shots were fired into that apartment with guns supplied by Mr. Olivares. He claims to not have fired any rounds, but a co-defendant says he did. Mr. Olivares was arrested, arraigned, and released, but he failed to appear for several hearings. A warrant was issued for his arrest, and eventually he was arrested and then put to trial. The jury found him guilty of the listed charge, which is the firing at a structure, but they acquitted him of a second count. The information is unclear as exactly what that second count was, but the assumption that it was either aggravated assault or another count of shooting at the structure. He received the presumptive sentence for the offense at the time of sentencing. I will note that one of the co-defendants was acquitted by a jury, and the other received 3-year probation. Apparently in a plea agreement. According to the sentencing documents, the presumptive for this violation is 10.5 years. That's what Mr. Olivares received. And being a part of shooting 20 times at an occupied residential structure is why he was convicted. And with that in mind, I don't see that 10.5 years is at all excessive for the offense involved. But I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members if there is any. No discussion. So I will make a motion in reference to Jose Olivares, agency number 291996, and his request for a commutation. I move to not pass to a phase two commutation hearing.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, approved by Mr. Canales and by Dr. Wright. And Mr. Winter, thank you very much.